WMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
There's a starman waiting in the sky. This segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. So you want to grow your business in 2016. eBay for Business can help. And social media manager Audrey Tracy is here to tell us exactly how. Hello, Audrey.
Hi, everybody.
Wait, hello, Audrey. Off. Put her on mic.
Well, I don't know where she
turn
is.
Turn her
stand
microphone
by.
On.
Technical difficulty.
Well, it's just, you know, I'm a host. I'm not a technician. There she is. What is
can
the?
Can you hear me now? Can
yes,
you hear me
we
now?
Can.
Okay. Could we not hear you? What is the Grow 2016 checkup?
So the Grow 2016 checkup is it's a series of three blog posts that we've just put up on the eBay for Business blog. And it's really around, it's kind of a set of questions to help you identify what went right in 2015 and how you can improve your business in 2016. So it's each blog post is broken down into a couple of categories. And we kind of ask provocative questions, you could say, to get you thinking about how to improve your business.
Provocative questions. I have to go check this out.
So we need to go right now to eBay for Business blog.
Yes, and the URL is ebayforbusinessblog.com. If you want to link directly to those three blog posts, it's bit.ly/eBay checkup. And that's all one word, lowercase, eBay checkup.
Oh, this is cool. And so I see it's... is it authored by your dear friend, Shauna?
Yes.
So
yes, Shauna wrote them, and I am promoting them here on eBay Radio.
They're pretty good, actually.
Thanks.
So where do I go to the first? Okay,
Sorry, the first one's on the bottom of the page. It's a little counterintuitive. But look for part one first. We recommend that you kind of take them in order.
Part one.
So sit down, you know, devote a little bit of time to this. This is not a read a blog post and then, you know, go make a sandwich. This is... make a sandwich. This is make a sandwich, grab a cup of coffee, a notepad.
Light your cigarette.
And really, you know, spend some time with these and ask yourself each individual question. Am I doing well on inventory? Am I doing well on listing health? Am I doing well on customer service? And see if there are places where you think you might be able to improve in 2016.
Well, now, the first thing that you have up here
is
did you have a formal business plan in place?
And if not, why?
If not, is it time to check this off your to-do list, despite what you might think? Business plans are not just for startups. No, they're not.
Boy, I don't understand a business that runs without a plan. Do you?
No, you got to have it. You got to have it.
It's like saying, let's go on a road trip. Where are we going? Oh, I don't know. We're just going to drive.
I don't have a map. I don't have any reservations.
One thing good about what's going on here is not only do you state the challenge, but you tell them solution. So if you need help, there is a step-by-step guide for completing your plan in 7 weeks. This is a good thing here.
Yeah, that's a good one.
If you've never done a business plan, do it.
And at the very least... if you're thinking that you might need a business loan, without a business plan, no one's going to touch
it.
Yeah.
You can't go in and just say, I'm going to do a business.
So here, eBay is helping you learn how to do it. Step-by-step guide.
That's
okay?
Cool.
So, and number two is, do you know your numbers? Griff is a biggie on this one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is hugely important. And unfortunately, I find a lot of sellers don't know their numbers. They know that they're selling. And they know that they're bringing in money, but are they really making a profit? Or can they point to a profit? Can you know, some people believe that they're making a profit, but they can't tell you an actual number.
Oh my heavens, look, it links to a page that has my words
says,
of
so
advice.
So here's Griff to help you with that number crunching.
Oh my heavens.
Yeah. Exactly.
I didn't know this page existed on the blog. I'm honored.
You wrote that blog post a while back. You don't remember?
It was how long? Was it like 20 years ago?
No. Maybe 18 months.
Oh, 18 months. Time to go for a checkup. I have brain plaque.
So we are speaking with Audrey Tracy, who is the social media manager and so many other things for eBay. And we're reading referring to a post in the blog that was written by Shanna Champion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I noticed you have 1, 2, and 3 is missing.
Oh, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, if you go to the eBay for Business blog, which is ebayforbusinessblog.com, they will all three pieces will be at the very top. So you might have to poke around a little bit, but look for each title will say Grow 2016 in the title. So you can find the individual pieces. Right. And so what I recommend is you kind of take these posts piece by piece. If you were to sit down, I mean, if you have 8 hours to devote to this, that's fantastic. Knock out all three sections. But, you know, I think that can get a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
So
pace yourself.
Right. Take them piece by piece. So maybe, you know, knock out. What we recommend is really, like, sit down, devote some time to this, read the first blog post, take notes on what you think you could improve on or what needs a little help.
Absolutely.
Take some time to actually, you know, action on those items, go do what you need to do, and then come back to part two and do it all over again. And, you know, we wrote this in with the idea that it's the new year, and it's a perfect time for reflection. It's a perfect time for thinking about, you know, what went right in 2015, what went wrong, and how you can improve. And so this is really kind of I hate to say New Year's resolutions because they often end up being the butt of jokes. But, you know, this is an opportunity to kind of take a look and see what you can do for 2016.
And I love number 6 here on the first one.
Yeah, what's that?
Did you run into the same inefficiencies again and again?
Mm-hmm.
And talk to me,
don't
man.
We? You know, it's like staying in a bad marriage too long. You're tripping over boxes. You're rummaging through your inventory. You're scrambling. Read this blog post.
Bad habits die hard.
Yeah. You know, excuse me, I have a little bit of an analogy. I actually hired a friend of mine to come help me clean out my garage.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I would never have cleaned out this garage without her coming in and motivating me and saying, and I'm saying, okay, I've got her time. We've got to maximize, you know, we've got to get this done. And I think of these blog posts in that same way. Here's eBay coming in and kind of holding your hand and helping you think through these questions. And I'm hoping that sellers will kind of take advantage of this opportunity to step back and reflect on their business.
It's kind of like a business dish where we we do listing dishes. This is a business dish.
It's a business dish. We call it a checkup.
It's the whole dinnerware set.
And one of these is, was your business protected?
Yes.
Like natural disaster, flood, fire.
Yes.
You know, so in other words, are you covered with business insurance?
Yes. I find a lot. Well, we put up a blog post about business insurance, and the reaction was startling, to say the least, sellers were shocked that their regular homeowner's insurance might
probably
not cover their business.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So I really encourage sellers, you know, if you are running a business in which you rely on the income, you know, I really encourage you to think through all the things you need to do to protect yourself. And business insurance can be one of them. And even though you are running your business out of your home, you may not be protected by your regular homeowner's insurance. So be sure to look into business insurance.
I'm sorry. I've never heard of this in my life.
What?
There is a box of Kleenex here in the studio.
Yes.
And I just took one and all of a sudden started sneezing like crazy from allergies. They're scented. Hello? Hello, Kleenex?
Was that a prank that someone pulled?
Actually, it's Puffs. Oh, here it is. Puffs Plus Lotion.
Aye.
Oh, my God.
It's like the zit cream that keeps giving you zits, the anti-zit cream that keeps giving you zits, so you'll buy more.
Right. Oh,
stuff isn't working.
Awful?
I better buy more.
It's going to give you allergies. Be careful.
Sorry about that. Okay, well.
Okay, so part one is kind of business basics, really.
Mm-hmm.
Sure is.
Yep.
Audrey, all of these things, the formal business plan, knowing your numbers, keeping track of your finances, getting help through the year like you did with the garage. And your inefficiencies that you do over and over and over again, you could be wasting hundreds of hours every year. So I really like this. This is so helpful. So, and what's number two? So how do I get to number two? Okay, I see now. They're all three different.
On the front,
they've got different posts and blocks. So
it's grow time. Here's part two of the Grow 2016
checkup.
Right.
So we're assuming you completed part one before moving on.
Yes. Now we're into inventory management and listing health.
Right. Right items in inventory, enough space for your inventory. Where do you keep your inventory? Yourself. Griff, we know you're in the garage. How about you, Audrey? You in the garage now? Mm-hmm.
I've got an eBay room in my house that could use some organization. I will confess to some of those inefficiencies myself. And I'm creeping into the garage as well. So, yes, excuse me. So organization, you had just mentioned inventory. Inventory and organization are both on my list for 2016. I want to nail those and get better at them. But I also mention inventory because it's one of the things that I see sellers struggling with the most is how to manage their inventory.
Right.
And particularly, good inventory management is going to be ever more important with the February 20 changes that are coming out. The seller release that we announced last fall is now coming into effect February 20th. Excuse me. And stockouts is a huge reason for getting a defect. And so if you've got a sloppy or a messy inventory system and you are prone to stockouts, this is really going to affect you on February 20th. So I encourage you to get a management system together that, helps you avoid all that.
So we're just about out of time, and I want to have enough time to direct people to where you have to go. You want to go to the business blog, which you can get to at what URL?
ebayforbusinessblog.com.
ebayforbusinessblog.com. It has these three parts, correct?
Yep, three parts
for the 2016 checkup and a lot of other information.
Yeah, don't miss the blog post on the USPS rate changes. That just came out yesterday. That's a big deal, too.
Come back again soon.
Would love to. Thank you.
Bye, Audrey.
Bye-bye.
This segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Up next, selling with eBay Mobile. Right back with eBay Radio.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.